In the quiet hours of the night, when the world around us is still and our hearts are open, we find ourselves drawn to seek the presence of God. In the tranquil moments of the night, when the bustle of the world fades into silence and our hearts are open to the whispers of eternity, we are often drawn to seek the presence of God. It is in these sacred hours, when distractions dwindle and the veil between the earthly and the divine seems thin, that our souls long for communion with the Creator. In the hush of the night, we find solace in the arms of our Heavenly Father. The darkness around us becomes a canvas upon which the light of His presence paints its most vivid strokes. Our prayers rise like incense, ascending to the throne of grace, and our spirits open wide to receive the gentle whispers of God's voice. In these quiet hours, we are reminded of the beauty of stillness, a rare gift in a world filled with noise and clamor. It is a time for reflection, for introspection, and for deep communion with the One who knows us intimately and loves us unconditionally. As we seek God's presence in the quiet of the night, we are met with a sense of peace that surpasses understanding. Our burdens feel lighter, our anxieties lose their grip, and our souls find rest in the shelter of His wings. In the embrace of God's presence, we are reminded that we are never alone, that He is with us always, guiding us, comforting us, and filling our hearts with His unfailing love. And so, we cherish these moments of intimacy with our Creator, knowing that in His presence, we find true fulfillment and everlasting joy. Throughout the pages of the Bible, we encounter countless accounts of ordinary individuals accomplishing extraordinary feats through the power of God working in and through them. These stories serve as timeless reminders of the limitless potential and transformative impact of faith. Consider Moses, a man who initially felt ill-equipped and inadequate for the monumental task of leading the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. Yet, with unwavering trust in God's guidance and provision, Moses obediently followed God's instructions, even when they seemed impossible. When faced with the seemingly insurmountable obstacle of the Red Sea blocking their escape route, Moses stretched out his hand, and God miraculously parted the waters, allowing the Israelites to cross on dry ground, Exodus 14. This extraordinary display of divine power not only secured the liberation of God's people, but also showcased the profound impact of faith-filled obedience. Similarly, consider the story of David, a young shepherd boy who faced the formidable giant Goliath with nothing but a sling and his unwavering faith in God. Despite the overwhelming odds stacked against him, David fearlessly stepped forward to confront Goliath, declaring, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." 1 Samuel 17 verse 45. With a single stone guided by God's hand, David defeated the mighty giant, inspiring courage and faith in the hearts of his fellow Israelites. These stories, and many others like them, serve as powerful reminders that God often chooses the weak and the seemingly insignificant to accomplish His purposes. It is not our own strength or abilities that determine success, but rather our willingness to trust in God and step out in faith. When we surrender our doubts and fears to God, He equips us with the courage, wisdom, and power to overcome obstacles and achieve extraordinary things for His glory. As we reflect on these biblical accounts, let us be inspired to cultivate a faith like Moses and David, a faith that trusts in God's promises, defies the odds, and embraces the miraculous. May we never underestimate the power of God working within us, empowering us to accomplish far more than we could ever ask or imagine. These stories serve as reminders that with God, all things are possible. As we kneel in prayer, we tap into that same power that moved mountains and silenced storms. In the book of Psalms, David writes, "In the morning, Lord, You hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before You and wait expectantly." Psalm 5 verse 3. There is something powerful about the early hours of the morning. It's a time when distractions are few, and our spirits are most attuned to the voice of God. Even Jesus himself, in his most trying moments, sought solace in prayer. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed fervently, surrendering his will to the Father's. There is a divine exchange that takes place in the secret place of prayer. Our worries and fears are exchanged for peace and strength. Our doubts are replaced by faith. As we pray in the stillness of the night, we align our hearts with God's purpose for our lives. We invite His presence to fill us, to guide us, and to empower us to live victoriously. So this hour, as you kneel in prayer, remember that you are not alone. The same God who parted the Red Sea, who defeated Goliath, and who walked on water is with you. May this be an hour of divine encounter, a night of breakthrough, and a night of transformation. And as you rise from your knees, may you walk in the fullness of God's purpose for your life. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.